If artists are the antenna of the race, then the poets and writers of British Columbia are onto something that the general populace may be ready to recognize and act on. That is, the West Coast of the United States and that of Canada have more in common with each other than with the power centers back east, Ottawa and Washington, D.C., New York City and Toronto. But some go a step further in recognizing a new culture emanating from what some call Cascadia. Trevor Carolyn is one of them, and if you believe the culture and literature of a nation is a critical component of any nation's foundation, a new book he has edited begins to tell that story. Making Waves, Reading BC and Pacific Northwest Literature is the book, and Trevor's our guest. He teaches English and creative writing at the University of Fraser Valley and has published 14 books of poetry, translation, nonfiction, fiction, and anthologies. Trev, welcome.
Howdy.
Nice to get you here in your natural habitat. Let's talk about the book right away. How did this project get hatched?
I do some teaching. In later life, I've gotten a steady teaching situation. And one of the things that I wanted to do was begin introducing students to some of the writers from this Pacific Coast area here, and not just in a way that looked at, say, British Columbia and BC and Alberta or the Yukon, but began looking actually at the Pacific Coast culture. And I began looking to see what was available in the university stacks in a critical way, not just the collections of poetry or people's novels, but what might have been actually done that would look at this as a corpus or as a genre of literature. And there wasn't a lot. So we decided to take on that project to do something about it.
Yeah. It was Gary Snyder who began to identify this new world culture that you point to in the book. Can you tell us about what Snyder was talking about?
Well, I think back in about 1986, 87, I'd been in correspondence with Gary, and as it happened, I'd brought out a first book of my own, actually, a book of poetry. I'd been a journalist for quite a long time, and I wanted to do a book. I thought it would be a novel, turned into a book of poetry. There it goes. Gary had taken a look at it and very kindly wrote something back, and in that he talked about this idea of there being a new world culture, and what he was suggesting was it was the western slope of North America, the Pacific coast, and the Asian side of the Pacific, or what we now call the Asia Pacific, East Asia. And he saw in that there was something evolving that was of world consequence, of significance to where the planet was headed. And I think he was absolutely correct in that estimation.
What are some of the components of that?
Well, I think what we've got is a very strong trans-Pacific migration of ideas. We've had our own inheritance from First Nations culture, from Aboriginal culture here on the Pacific Coast in Western North America, which is still very much alive out in this part of the world. And we see a kind of layering then with some of these ideas that have been imported from, let's say, classical China, from Japan. They would come from Taoist Buddhist cultures, very nature-focused. Some different ideas, maybe more horizontal ideas about how cultures are organized rather than that very rigid stratification that the Europeans, the British model we inherited, for example, rather than that. So we've seen this layering then of First Nations, of Buddhist, of Taoist ideas, some ideas that people like Ginsberg brought from India even. And I don't think it's for nothing that we've seen many of these ideas work their way, morph their way into ecological thinking, or what we might call the environmental movement in North America. That it's as plain as anybody wants to check out.
When you talk about those two strains, it's even more obvious that Snyder's the one. You know, he's a U.S. American poet, but he seems to be the prime guy recognizing the possibilities of this nation.
I think so. The great thing that Gary's brought to us is a sense of, let's say, regional place or bioregional place. Gary's a literate guy who's traveled. He can speak to you with some familiarity with ideas from Quagyut culture. He was as a young student at Reed, he was looking at Haida culture from up in Haida Gwaii, used to be called the Queen Charlotte Islands near Alaska. He's somebody who's traveled extensively, and he was a seaman, traveled throughout the Pacific. And he was a working class guy. He worked in the woods. He worked and grew up on a farm. So he had a different background. He didn't come from a privileged, let's say, university, the lumpen professoriate that many people who are involved with literature come from. Gary was a hands-on, do-it-yourself kind of character, and he brought that. And many of us have come up under his inspiration, are partial to those ideas ourselves.